and welcome to Living in the Now with me, Marie-Angeline Lascaux, and today my guest, Alison O'Reilly, who is a student of naturopathy, a tango dancer, and forever living distributor. So today, as always, we're going to talk about mindfulness and what it means to be living in the now. And I would like to encourage you, listeners, to please email livinginthenow@dublincityfm.ie with your request for future program, or you can phone me at 086-824-2033. So I would like to welcome you to the studio, Alison.
Thank you very much for inviting me here today. It's lovely to be here.
You're very welcome. I would like to hear how you got interested in nutrition, because I believe nutrition is a very important part of your lifestyle today. And I was wondering, how did it all start for you?
Well, nutrition, yes. My lifestyle for a long time has been, a very, I guess, full, if you like, in all departments, work, home. And I got interested in sport at quite a young age, both with karate and then yoga and later on with dance now. And all of those are really kinds of forms of meditation as well. But in order to support that, the kind of lifestyle and energy, and also to deal with all the things I was juggling with, if you like, in life, I discovered and researched quite a bit about nutrition. And so much so that I later made it a big part of my life.
So you say you discovered things about nutrition. Can you tell a listener the kind of thing you discover? Is it to do with your energy level, or what exactly did you examine?
Well, I think before I consciously choose what goes into my mind, what goes into my body, and I consciously choose my spiritual life. So those three things are very important to me. Whereas before, I think it was more random, and I wanted it to be able to support my energy levels in the past, or else perhaps, get rid of toxins from my body, or to deal with stress, and also for other family members in my life, I wanted to be able to help them get through different illnesses or recovery or rehabilitation after injury, and be really operate at the optimum level of health.
And I think that for some of the listeners, it's something that they may not be familiar with, that how can you heal yourself or improve your health with nutrition. Now, we all know we're supposed to eat our veg and our fruits, etc. But I think from my perception is that you've gone one step further. So I was wondering if you could tell our listeners, for example, what you have for breakfast in the morning. Do you have your porridge or your cereals, yeah, or what do you have?
Yeah, I do have a lot of variety, so there's no one rule, and I like to mix it up. But often in the morning I will have a sort of a green gloop cocktail, if you want to put it that way, and it's actually wheatgrass and spirulina and spinach or any green leafy vegetable. The liquid I can use is water or wheatgrass or a little bit of juice to taste, apple or something like that. I also put in curcumin, turmeric, chili, any like fresh vegetable that I might have in the house in the morning, and that often will really be my breakfast. And another morning I would have mackerel, for instance, or an avocado, and so I like to change it. And I do like my porridge, yes indeed, but I often have porridge at night time with blueberries or something like that on it, so that's often my nighttime treat.
So I heard you mention spices in your wheatgrass. Now I know that some listeners might have tried wheatgrass and say it doesn't taste so good.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why we add other things. But there's also, I think with the spice, I'm not sure if that's the reason you do it or not, but as you know, in yoga we talk about different form, and also in Ayurveda, different state who need different things. So for example, people who are maybe very laid back might need a little bit of spice to kind of get the energy going in the morning. So,
well, I'm big into metabolism as well, and so I'm always conscious about what's best going to serve me for the day. And often, if I don't have my sort of little rituals, if you will, I feel I have to start the day again. So I put in things like chili, cayenne pepper, turmeric, cumin, things like that I know that are going to give really, keep my energy levels, my vitality up at its best. rest.
Give you a little kick without the caffeine.
But exactly, and I use other things like mint and parsley, which is loaded with the vitamin C, and other things to taste. An apple, you know, fresh things, ginger as well. I make it a little bit different every other day, but you can add more fruits that you like. I particularly like berries, you know, for the brain energy and brain synapses connections and things like that. It's very good.
So what does blueberry do for the brain? Tell us.
Well, I believe it really helps with the, your brain is actually plastic and you can develop new pathways and connectivity. And if we support our brain through the food that we consciously put into our bodies, and my particular diet is very plant-based, and I do eat some fish and some eggs and occasionally meat, particularly if I know where it's come from, a good source, but mostly it's plant-based, and that really supports my vitality. I know how I feel, you know, basically on that kind of a regime and a diet that really works for me. And the berries, basically, I really believe and know, and there's scientific proof, of course, now to support it, that really helps with brain memory, cognitivity, behavioral issues, and also anti-Alzheimer's, those kind of things. It really is a wonderful thing. And it's our brains are ever evolving, even till the day we die. We know now that it's not, you know, weaning off, if you like. There are, you know, periods in our life in 40s to 50s and so on, that we have to be more conscious of our exercise and the toxins and so on, because our metabolism is slowing down, and we can really do plenty to enable ourselves to live well all through our lives and to help to regenerate our brain cells, basically.
Yeah, and that's something that was highlighted in a documentary I did recently. Some of a listener might be familiar with Inspiring Elders, where I interviewed a whole range of people from the age of 60 to 90. And one of the things that really came back again and again was the importance of nutrition and the importance of exercise and the importance of positive thinking. And I was interested in interviewing you, not that you're in that age bracket, far from it, but because you also highlight those points about the healthy living, which is a body, mind, spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, eating well is one part. Yeah. What else do you do then to keep well?
Well, the three things that I'm quite, I call it my conscious nutrition trinity, not to glorify it really, but you know, it's that mind, the mind, what I put into my mind. I'm very conscious of the thoughts that pass through my mind now, and that took a little bit of training, and I can lose it and it can come back, but I'm mindful. I try to bring that mindful practice into my day, and that also is supported then through my nutrition to support my body and oxygenating my blood quality I'm particularly interested in, because it's the transporter of all the nutrients through your body and your whole digestive health. The two most important things I'm aware of are my cortisol levels and also my digestive health. If we haven't got, you know, good digestive health, no matter what, all the good food we can eat or beautiful organic fruit and vegetables, but we mightn't be able to absorb those nutrients in our body. So we are what we absorb, and that also goes for our mind and the quality of the thoughts and the things we expose ourselves to and listen to and read and watch. All of those things that are open to our senses, they come and become part of the patterns of our brains. So we should fill ourselves with good thoughts rather than toxic thoughts, if you want to put it that way. And then my spiritual life is very important to me, so I spend time in the morning and in the evening, a little bit of time connecting with my spiritual life.
So that all sounds really interesting and in a way very much to what I teach my own students. You know, I teach yoga to people, and it's very much the yoga is very well misunderstood in the West. People think it's just a physical exercise. Physical exercise is very important, because you talk about digestion. Some of the posture we do are designed to help digestion, but it's also about mindfulness. It's about being in the now, and all of this is important as well, the meditation, all that. But I'd like to focus a little bit more now about mindfulness itself. What does it mean to you, living in the now? What does it mean to be mindful?
Yes, well, a lot of your work, I know, is being mindful of the only moment we have is now. So what I do through my mindfulness practice is really paying attention on purpose, non-judgmentally, and becoming aware really of what's happening and what's going on in my mind, but really it's what comes up from my heart actually. And I think in a lot of Asian countries they exchange the word for mindfulness for heartfulness. So really it is an exploration or allowing myself a certain amount of time in the day. And it really doesn't have to be a time that you take out to be, you know, it doesn't have to be an hour, it could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, but you take that time out to just be aware of what's going on. So I often use a couple of tools to help me do that, whether it's a body scan or following my breath, the cycle of my breath. So following my breath coming in through my nose, through the back of my throat, in through my chest, and then it expiring again. So that inspiration and expiration. So I follow that. And in the process of doing that, I notice my thoughts, and it happens for everybody, no matter how long, if you're the, you know, if you're a Buddhist monk meditating for, you know, 10,000 hours already in your life, it'll happen for everybody. Your mind will wander. And then when you recognize that, actually you can congratulate yourself on that, identifying that you have strayed away from the breath, and then escort yourself back to the breath. And you just become aware in that process of there's the real essence, if you like, of yourself, what's behind that, the I, the you, this essence of you following your thoughts, and you become more and more aware of what's going on for you in your heart. So that's exactly what the process is. It's very, very simple. And I allow myself a little bit of time in the day to do that in the morning and then in the evening. But you can also do it while you're walking, while you're doing yoga, for instance, or dance, or while you're washing the dishes, or while you're at your computer. You can just become aware and tune into your senses. And actually, the mind is a sense as well. So you can become aware of what's going on for you and not stop your planning. And we're bombarded by our thoughts, you know, 150,000 I think per day or more. So for that moment, you just stop and just see what's arising for you, and then come back to your presence, the present moment, because indeed that is all we have. The past is gone, and the future is, you know, something that maybe will come about, but all we have is this particular moment in time. And to really utilize that, it will elevate your creativity and your energy levels, and tune into the more authentic you in your life.
I like what you said about that. In some countries, they replace the word mindfulness mm-hmm. with heartfulness, because really, I think that's a more accurate description. Because I think, as you mentioned here, mindfulness meditation, for me, it's not about sitting on the cushion and meditating, because actually, quite frankly, the majority of people think they're meditating, they're not, because they're following their thoughts, maybe they're going through what they're going to do in the day or what happened to them. That is not mindfulness, that is not meditation. On the other hand, as you mentioned, you could be very mindful while dancing, and for example, where we met is doing tango, and tango is very much about being mindful, because if you're not, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You have to be 100% indeed. In the moment, mm-hmm. connecting with the music, with whoever you're dancing with, and be 100% in the moment. The same with yoga. A good yoga teacher will teach you not to do the pose from the outside in, but from the inside out. Mm-hmm. How do you connect from the inside? And then from the inside, let the movement extend, but it has to come from inside. And the same for everything. You could be meditating while cleaning the dishes or cleaning the floor. I actually find that very meditative at times, and I've actually come to enjoy doing housework because of that. I find it really can help to quieten the mind. Also, spending time, I love being in the garden and my hands in the muck and, you know, with the plants, with the earth, and that can be very mindful as well. So even for our listeners to know that it's not necessarily a question of you have to sit on the cushion for 40 minutes each day humming.
Not at all.
No.
You can do it even when you're walking to the bus stop, to the dart, when you come off the dart, or whatever activity you're actually engaged in. You can just be conscious of
present.
What you're
even
doing.
Having coffee with somebody, you know, because these days, unfortunately, I've seen it too many times, people are going for a walk or for a meal or coffee with someone, and they're both on the phone to somebody else.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Or possibly
so
texting.
Switch your phone off and pay 100% attention to who is in front of you, and it may be just for 5 minutes, but that full presence, like I am paying attention to you now, and our listeners are paying attention to what we're talking about. That's being present, that's being mindful. And, you know, eating, some of the monks that you describe would tell you, for example, that you could take an hour to eat an orange. Now, I'm not suggesting you have to do that every day, But or even you don't necessarily have to take an hour, but take a bit longer than usual to eat your food. And instead of eating in front of TV or while driving the car or working the computer, sit down and taste your food.
Exactly. In fact, there's this mindful eating. It's really present in anything that we do as human beings. And there's many pathways, as we know, to this awareness. It doesn't have to be from pure mindful meditation. There are many kinds of practices or doorways through to this portal of awareness of your true authentic self, which connects us all.